This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 57, calling out the scammers who say that content will rank without backlinks just because it's good content. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. I'm grumpy today because there are many scammers and liars and charlatans online that claim they can write content that is so good it can make you rank without backlinks. In this episode, I am publicly calling out all of them. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started, everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. This is what I am suggesting. Send me a website with content on it that you wrote, okay? And the content is great, okay? It is great content, and it is so great that it outranks websites with backlinks. I want to see a website in the top position with no backlinks, okay? No backlinks that is outranking websites with backlinks in a medium to highly competitive keyword. That's what I want. If you do that, okay, you scammers and charlatans and grifters, okay? By the way, because anybody claiming that content is the reason you rank is a scammer, a charlatan, and a grifter, okay? But I'm open-minded. I might be wrong, okay? If you do this, and there's a couple rules that I'm going to provide in a minute, okay? But let me tell you what I will give you first. If you do this, I will A, mention your name if you want, of course. I will mention your name, okay, your company website and your email address, and you will get heaps of business. You will get heaps of business, okay, for being able to write such good content that ranks without backlinks, okay? That's number one. Number two, I will hire you. I will hire you to write really good content that ranks without backlinks for our clients, because that's probably simpler than building backlinks, okay? And I would rather do that than spend the time and money and effort to build backlinks, okay? Because it's hard work, okay? So number three, the third thing is I will publicly admit that you are right and I was wrong on a new episode. I will dedicate an episode to this, to how awesome you are at content writing and how you've broken every rule of SEO, okay? And I will say that you were right and I was wrong, okay? It'll be awesome. Because here's the thing. The purpose of my podcast is not to convince people that they need to build a private blog network. I don't care. The purpose of my podcast is not to convince people that they need to buy backlinks. I don't care. The purpose of this podcast is to explain how to rank. Content is not the reason you rank. If it were, I would talk about that. My goal is to teach you how to get to the top position in the search engines. I don't have an agenda. I don't have a backlink agenda. Like, people like to think that I do. They like to say that I do. They like to troll my posts. Really? First of all, I'm teaching for free, so I literally have no agenda. Second of all, I'm just teaching you how to get to the top of the search engines so you stop being scammed by grifters. Anybody claiming that good content will make you rank is a grifter, okay? They are a liar and a charlatan. They are trying to lie to you so that you spend money and buy their content that they say will make you rank better. Do you want to know how that's going to happen? You're not going to rank. You're going to buy all this really good content and then you're not going to rank. So I'm just telling you, save your money. If you want to spend your money, you can subscribe to my Patreon as a thank you for keeping you from getting scammed. But ultimately, it's not gonna work, okay? It's not gonna work. Here's the conditions of the challenge, you scammers. Condition number one, your website has no backlinks and its really good content causes it to outrank competitors with backlinks and be at the top of the search engines in a medium to difficult keyword. It's condition number one. Condition number two, no .edu sites, no .gov sites, no .mil sites, just common TLDs, okay? Condition number three, google.com. That doesn't mean that other countries have their own rules. It just means we're going to keep things easy and we're only going to use google.com, okay? Number four, the domain has to have no backlinks. I don't want people to send me websites and say, well, look at this page, it ranks and it doesn't have backlinks. But then I look into it and I find out that your domain actually has backlinks and that particular page has no backlinks. That's not what I'm talking about, okay? And I'm pretty sure that everybody understands that. By the way, Amazon.com gets pages to rank like that all the time. Amazon.com has many pages that rank without backlinks. But Amazon.com has lots of backlinks, okay? So, of course, pages on Amazon.com rank. That proves that authority is valuable. That does not prove that you don't need backlinks. I want to see your domain with no backlinks, but your really good content. You are at the top of the search engines in the first position. You are outranking competitors with authority. And the last condition is, we're not talking local SEO. This has to be like regular SEO, okay? Because I'm just going to leave it at that. Those are the conditions. And if you do it, like I said, I will name you. I will get you lots of business. I will get you lots of business. I will hire you personally in addition to all of the business that I'm going to get you. And I will say you were right and I was wrong. But this isn't going to happen because there are no websites that rank without backlinks, because there are no websites that rank without authority unless they don't have any competition. That doesn't count. If you outrank nothing because you're the only URL that's relevant for a certain keyword, that doesn't mean you are good at SEO. It means you have no competition. That's like running in a race with no other competitors. Duh, of course you're going to be in first place. Okay. And finally, I feel like there should be one more condition where it can't be like a brand new website, because you know, if sandbox is a real thing, then you're not ranking because you have good content. You're ranking because you're in the sandbox. I'm not even going to talk about that on this episode. If that doesn't make any sense, don't worry about it. Email me if you want me to do an episode on the sandbox, but whatever. Anyways, I'm waiting. I have been waiting on the SEO subreddit, by the way, for somebody to give an example of this. Many people there say that content will rank just because it's good and you don't need backlinks. And unsurprisingly, a lot of these people happen to be content providers. Oh, imagine that. Oh, we write content and our content is amazing and it's amazing and it will make you rank because it's really good content. Wrong. No, it won't. But when you ask them to post an example of a website with no backlinks that outranks a website with backlinks, there are no examples and they don't post one. Imagine that. Imagine nobody can produce an example of this because it's not possible. Now, somebody is going to say, oh, grumpy SEO guy, why don't you prove the backlinks work? Okay, I will. Search for literally whatever, okay? And I guarantee you that the first result has backlinks, and the second result has backlinks, and the third result has backlinks. That's how SEO works. Now, again, it's about the quality, not the quantity, but I guarantee you that whatever you search for, there are backlinks to the ranking domains that are ranking above the websites with no backlinks. Point proven. Thanks for playing. Your turn to back up your claims that content can rank without backlinks. Anyways, that's all I have to say about that. You will become extremely popular in the SEO community if you can do this. I will literally hire you. I will literally hire you to write content for my clients, okay? But guys, this is not going to happen at all. So like, whatever, like literally, this is literally not going to happen. Do you want to know how silly it sounds to me when somebody says they rank without backlinks? Okay. Say you're talking to somebody who says that they're a competitive bodybuilder. Okay. Okay, cool. Competitive bodybuilder. That's awesome. And then they tell you they never lift weights. And you're like, okay, so what you're saying is you're a competitive bodybuilder. Yeah, that's right. I'm a competitive bodybuilder. Okay. But you aren't a weightlifter. That's right, I don't lift weights. So how do you get big muscles? Wait, do you have big muscles? Yeah, I do, I'm a competitive bodybuilder. Okay, but just to be clear, you don't lift weights. Yeah, that's right, I don't lift weights, but I'm a competitive bodybuilder with big muscles. Okay, so how do you get big muscles? Well, I read bodybuilding magazines. Have you, like, done curls with the bodybuilding magazines? Like, how are you getting... No, I don't do curls. I read bodybuilding magazines, and I got big muscles. No, you don't. No, you don't. Okay? Like, that's literally how it sounds to me. Okay? Like, physiology doesn't work like that, and SEO doesn't work like that. You don't rank without authority, okay? You don't rank without authority, and you don't get authority without backlinks. Authority only comes from other websites. You cannot make your own authority. That's not how it works. You can't write content and get authority. That doesn't make any sense. Everybody else, all the scammers and liars and charlatans who are claiming that content is the reason they rank, which it's not, by the way, stop lying to people and stop buying garbage from these liars, okay? By the way, stop buying garbage from these liars. Show me that it works. You will be set in the industry if you can show me an example of this. If your good content causes you to outrank authoritative websites and you haven't had to use backlinks because somehow your content avoids the rules of SEO and gets its own authority by virtue of being good, which literally doesn't happen, okay? If you're a competitive bodybuilder and you don't even lift weights, okay? Show me an example. Show me an example. Those are the conditions. Do it. I'm waiting, but nobody's going to do this example because it doesn't exist. So anyways, in conclusion, all you content creators, stop being liars and telling people that content is the reason people rank, okay? And all you content buyers, no problem with buying content. A lot of people have to buy content because they don't want to write it themselves. That's fine. Do not buy it from people that tell you it will make you rank higher because those people are liars and charlatans. To be clear, I have no problem with content writers, nor with people who buy content for their website, but with content writers who lie to you and tell you that they can write content that is so good it will rank without backlinks. That is a lie. SEO does not work that way. My highest recommendation is that you do not work with somebody who tells you that their content is so good it will make you rank. And I guess the one, since we're at the end of the episode anyway, I think the one other thing that I have to say is this. This episode is dated May 22nd, 2024. Perhaps in the future, the algorithm will be able to determine the quality of content just from reading it. But as of the date of publication of this episode, that is not the case. So, what I'm saying is 5 years from now, if the algorithm works that way, don't email me and be like, Grumpy SEO guy, hire me because my good content ranks. I'm just saying that's not how it works right now. Just like there's no professional bodybuilders that don't lift weights, there are no websites in competitive industries at the top of the search engines with no backlinks that outrank authoritative giants that have backlinks. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is Grumpy SEO Guy. You can visit the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet, and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy, and I will talk to you later. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. Join us next Wednesday when we talk about the fact that many SEO agencies and consultants have never even done SEO.